Well, now, can you fix them back any farther before they settled in this area where his family came from?
No, I don't know.
No, well, I thought it got out.
Okay.
But you know, that's been over 100 years.
That's a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Now, I'll ask you some of these short questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call
this evening?
Okay, fine. Yeah, if you have more than one word, I can hear both. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Good. In the morning, it's sunrise, and in the evening, it's
sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
It's fair. Pretty
fine.
Fine, just fine.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Oh, I see. It's just a kind of a flooding rain downpour.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
This fireplace?
The things that the logs rest on in a fireplace.
That the logs rest on?
Yeah, you know, when you lay a fire.
The andirons.
Fine.
I just don't say so many different things now that I've known. It used to be the andirons, two andiron one each.
Yeah.
And big logs on. That's when I knew you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I wanted to find out about.
Uh-huh.
What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay.
Or splinters.
Is there a difference between kindling and splinters?
Well, I doubt that. I think splinters would answer small, but now kindling, I mean, would be just, you could really be just small shivers of things.
Uh-huh.
But seem to me like kindling would be, wouldn't be, splinters would be like you get splinters ready for, I know that's what I did, we did, have about that many short splinters, real fat splinters and rich splinters. And they were laid over there by the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And in the mornings, why, there's the wood was put, and all that, the kindling was put down, splinters were put down there, and just the fire was started from there.
I see. Okay. What do you call, let's see, a little room that has a rod and hangers for hanging clothes up in? A person might come in from outside and hang his coat up in the...
Let's see. Yes, I can.
Sir?
Almost the water.
Yeah, but that would be...
That's what I was...
Closet is,
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't say now. They have so many things now that I used to know different, you know.
Well, now, along that line, what would you call a great big piece of furniture that you could hang things up in?
The wardrobe.
A wardrobe, okay.
Yes, I've got one over 100 years old in there.
For goodness sake.
Yes.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Overlapping board on the side of a house?
Yeah, uh-huh. On the outside, you know, of a wooden house, there are boards that run long ways and overlap.
The eaves of the house?
No, ma'am. That is one thing, but that's not what I'm trying to describe. On the sides of the house.
I know what it is.
I'm thinking of something like a side...
Weatherboarding? Weatherboarding?
Good.
Well, that's what goes on the outside of the outside.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Is that what
that's what I was interested in. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?